When it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, there is a stira, a contradiction. On the one hand, the Torah and the Talmud explain that the sukkah is like anane hakavot, right? Like being in God's cloud, God embracing the Jew. On the other hand, the Medrash teaches that the sukkah is an experience of exile. If, God forbid, on Judgment Day, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a Jew is guilty of punishment, guilty of his sins, and he deserves punishment. So the Torah tells us, go out into a galus, go out to into exile, and galus mechaperes, exile, atones for sins. That way we won't be punished. We'll create our own self-imposed exile, self-imposed punishment, and that'll save us from any divine punishment. Well then, the sukkah is an expression of galus, of exile. So which one is it? Is the sukkah being exiled in galus, or is it being drawn close into God's embrace? But Zvi Feuer suggested beautifully, it's both. It's both. There is a passage that David HaMelech in Tehillim, Kuf Lametes, 139, he speaks aloud about recognizing who God is and his relationship with him. And he says, Ana elech miruchacha. Where should I go? Where should I go to get, from you, to get away from you? Ana mipanecha avrach. Where can I possibly run to escape from you? Imasak shamayim. If I try to run to heaven, shamata, there you are. Etzia sha'ol, if I try to head down to the earth, hinecha, there you are. Right? I cannot escape you, God. God, you are everywhere. You are everywhere. There is a very eloquent and deep and beautiful piyut, poem, written by Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gviro. He writes a passage called Keser Malchus. Keser Malchus is a piyut. Most of us don't say it. But there he says, Im tevakesh la'avoni. People say it on Yom Kippur. Im tevakesh la'avoni. If you are to pursue my sins, God, evrach mimcha. If you're going to chase me down, God, and pin me to the wall for my sins, you know what I'll do? Evrach mimcha. I will run away from you. I will run away from you. Run away from God? We know you can't run away from God, right? That's the whole story of Yonah. We read it on Yom Kippur. You cannot run away from God. Listen to Ibn Gviro. Evrach mimcha. I will run away from you, God. Where? Elecha. To you. To you. I will run away from you. And where will I run? Frightened about your judgment. Worried and fearful of your punishment. I will run into your arms, Rabbanu Shalom. Evrach mimcha. Elecha. Ve'eskase mechamascha b'tzilecha. And I will cover myself in your shade, right? I'll cover myself in your, bury myself in your chest, so to speak. This is the answer. Perhaps that if, God forbid, one is guilty of punishment, we individually, collectively, we flee, we run into the sukkah, we run into galus, almost like ir miklat, we run into galus to save ourselves. And where are we running to? We're running into Hashem's arms. We run into the arms of God, who's waiting for us to protect us and hold us. This is what a poignant, deep expression of trust and love between the Jew and the Rabbanu Shalom. May we all merit to feel that love.